So have you guys made any New Year's resolutions?
I sure have. I'm actually trying to spend more quality time with me and my friends.
I've resolved to not secretly look down upon anybody for their choices in music or movies.
Excellent! Because I just rented After Earth, and I was hoping you two'd watch it with me.
There goes mine.
Mine too. Welcome to another episode of Epic. Today we are talking about movies. Movies in 2013, our favorite, our not so favorite, the hits, the misses. And with me here to talk about movies in 2013 is Andy.
Good day.
And Richard.
Hello.
2013 movies, guys. I haven't seen a lot of them. And actually, I want to see if I can bring up a list of 2013 movies here and I can just start going through. Spoiler alert, by the way, we might be talking about these movies and what happened in them and what we didn't like about them.
So, or what we liked about them.
Yeah, go back in time and watch the movies. Or rent them on Blu-ray or DVD at your local...
Rent. Can you rent movies nowadays? You can watch them on Netflix.
Actually, there's a red box in Sobeys now.
There's a red box in Sobeys? Is it next to the green box?
No, the red box. You ever see the automatic movie dispensary?
Yes, I know. I just mean it ours.
No!
Well, should we start with the good movies? The good movies? Or maybe the contentious movies?
Let's start with the crappy ones.
The crappy ones?
Because, you know, it can only get better after that.
Yes.
And we're going to have to, Robert Maya is a really good friend of this show. And if he's listening, I sincerely apologize for what we're going to say next.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. There's a good and there's a bad here. Because Pacific Rim came out.
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
I love Pacific Rim.
That movie was as awesome as I expected it would be.
Yes.
The only problem was that they didn't give him as many lines as I was expecting.
Well, I'm trying to think about also how a thick French accent would go with a Russian accent that he was trying to do.
Do you remember who they played Captain in Red October? Okay. All right. Anyway.
I don't think Andy does. He looks kind of confused.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Sean Connery.
Yeah. Sean Connery played a Russian.
I know.
All the time.
I know.
And it always passes.
I'm Russian. Yes.
I am a universal accent. I can speak every language in the world.
As long as it's Scottish.
All right. So there was City of Bones. I did see this movie. And I did not see this movie specifically because of that reaction from you, Richard. Yeah. Have you seen City of Bones?
I haven't, but I was in the room while my wife watched and I was playing World of Warcraft. I did notice, though, that Robert Maya is in that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Is that his voice? Or did they dub him? I don't know.
It was him.
Was it him?
He had one line the entire thing. And that was the funniest part of the movie, by the way. Was that like six words that he uttered was the best thing about it. But no, my wife's a huge fan of this book series. Mm-hmm. So she's like, hey, let's go see this. I was like, okay, whatever, fine. I mean, like, she was actually learning about Harry Potter. I saw that and I loved the franchise. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let's try it again. This was not one of those same situations.
See, this is...
Even her, for being a fan of the series, said that the movie was just...
See, I want to go back and watch
shipwreck.
The movie. Because this is one of the few occasions where I haven't read the books already. It's rare that I have an un...
You'll be even more lost. Then.
Well, that's the thing is, and I heard that was some of the complaints about it, whereas it was too much in stuff.
It was made for the fans, but they assumed all the fans were preteens or just early teenagers. Well, too, because my wife was watching. It's like
the books were geared towards preteens.
Yeah, but I'm going by just what my wife said. But then again, you know, so is Twilight, and you like those series, so whatever.
I don't have very high standards.
Apparently. So that's why he's out with us. But no, it's like even her, they're furthering the books and loving it. And she was like, what the heck did they do?
Well, that's the thing. With movies like Twilight and books like Twilight and those that type of entertainment.
If you can call it that.
If you're going in expecting it to be Schindler's List, you're going to be let down. If you're going in and expect it to be a story for teenagers, then... You'll get what you expect.
Which is why I haven't watched them and won't.
Hmm. I don't know. I was entertained. I wasn't bored. I didn't fall asleep during the movies. You know, it was good. I didn't think it was horrible.
You're talking about City of Bones right now?
No, I'm talking about Twilight.
Oh. Yeah.
So. I haven't actually watched the full City of Bones one.
Okay.
But I will.
But no, it's I've been wasting my time. I openly told her to drive home. I'm like, honey, I love you to death, and I will do anything for you.
Except go
but
see that
if
movie
you
again.
Ever ask me to watch a movie ever again, or go to any sequels, if
This is Twilight that we're talking
if they're
about?
Made, this is City of Bones now.
Okay. I lost track.
I'm like, no. She's like,
City of Twilight.
Yeah. Basically. But no, she was like, don't worry, I won't make you. Hmm. She understood completely that it was just a train wreck.
Now, he was in Robert, since we're talking about Robert, we might as well. He was in a couple, or three movies, I think, this in 2013.
He was in a couple of City of Bones,
Pacific Rim.
And Percy Jackson.
And Percy Jackson.
That now, we can think off the top of our head.
Yeah, I did not see Percy Jackson.
I saw it recently.
And I think they cut too much of him out of there. Like there was, he was telling us about all. Like he was on our show and he was telling us about all the scenes that he had filmed.
Yeah,
and from what I could tell, they replaced a lot of it with CG.
He did motion cap. That's what it was.
Was it motion cap that he did?
Okay. Yeah, mind you, though, he said he was the
the Minotaur.
A Minotaur, which was completely CG and like on all four legs at all times.
He wasn't the Minotaur.
No. He said two roles.
He was Polythesius and it was another guy. It was like a lizard guy. It wasn't the Minotaur. The Minotaur was completely CG.
Well, yeah, that's what actually made me really confused.
Yeah,
we should go back and listen to the clip.
Largothian or something like that. It's one of the bodyguards for Luke.
Oh, okay. right, because he's talking about the Golden Fleece and everything.
Yeah.
He was a Cyclops.
Yeah.
Who was actually voiced over by Ron Perlman.
Because he was talking to us about the
eyepiece and the camera and stuff like that.
Yeah. He seems to be crossing paths with Ron Perlman a lot lately.
That's true.
I wasn't twice.
Well, yeah, twice.
But
that's a lot for us.
For that series, I say this one was closer to the books than the first one. It was a lot better than the first one. The first one, it's one of those things I mentioned in one of our previous episodes where if you're going to make a movie adaptation of a book, stick to the bloody book. Don't start making up new things and I want to put my view. Well, you're going to alienate all of your fans.
If you want to write your own movie, go write your own movie.
Yes. Yeah. If you're going to do a movie adaptation of a book, do a movie adaptation of a book. Don't start adding all sorts of crap to it. Mm-hmm. Don't start, glossing over critical plot.
Which is why certain authors will not allow that now to be done ever again. Because, they're at Dean Koontz. We saw the other Phantoms when it first came out. Again, my wife is a huge fan of Dean Koontz. After that movie was made, he's like, I'm never doing this ever again. Because they changed everything about it.
And sometimes this is the major pitfall of movie adaptations of books. Time and time and time again, they're not successful.
They change everything.
And it's almost always because they've taken these licenses and destroyed them.
Idiotified? Moronicated?
It's interesting that we can't get the words right.
But
dumbification?
Well, and you got to be careful because sometimes one movie will come out or one series will come out that was really, really good and that the director, writers did amazing jobs. Mm-hmm. And then they'll do a sequel and then they'll decide, hey, let's make this into three movies. I'm looking at you, Peter Jackson. And that actually ties into one of my movies that's on the bad list was the latest Hobbit movie.
I haven't seen it, and I've been getting mixed reviews.
I still haven't seen the first Hobbit, actually.
The first Hobbit, I had a really big issue with how they ended it. And this isn't really a give anything away.
No, that's fine.
At the end of the first Hobbit movie.
Oh, it ends?
They're like being attacked by orcs and they're all injured and one guy's half dead and they get rescued at last minute by those same bloody eagles that finish off or rescue Frodo at the end of the first Lord of the Rings. And then these genius eagles fly them away to quote-unquote safety. Which apparently to these eagles means, let's drop these injured, wounded people with no supplies on the top of this sheer-sided cliff within sight of where they want to be. that just pissed me right off right there. However, in this current incarnation, my biggest gripe with it is, it's like, you remember from the first Lord of the Rings series, there was that one fight scene with Legolas where he does these backflips and he runs up the side of an elephant and does all these fancy moves. Yeah. It's like they thought, hey, people thought that was cool. Let's make every single fight scene that.
Okay, this is another big pitfall of movies, too. Mm-hmm. They find something that really worked, Bullet Time.
Yeah.
Bullet Time. It worked well in one movie, so let's make an entire movie of Bullet Time. I don't know what movie did that.
It was probably one called Bullet Time.
And,
actually, it came with Max Payne, and then they put that in The Matrix. Max Payne was a video game.
Yeah.
And the Hobbit movies, I think the Hobbit movies was less of a movie adaptation of a book, because from what I understand, the book was very short.
Yeah, it was smaller than
it's the shortest book of the whole series.
Yeah. And I think it was only written as a just to get people familiar with the universe, a little bit of backstory, and I don't think it was the first book written, was it?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember. I've got a biography of Tolkien, but I can't remember.
Okay, well, I'm sure we have some fans out there that know the answer to that, and go ahead and tweet us, and I'll post it.
But however, the books were written, at least the Lord of the Rings books were written as a narrative or like a mythology to go around the language that he had created.
Really?
Yeah. That's why he wrote the books.
Huh.
Because he was a linguist. He created languages. He did
That's pretty cool.
Studies and,
That's pretty cool. Well, anyway, you can't create... I mean, you have this really, really short book. It's hard to make a movie around a really, really short book. I don't know how short this book was. Maybe it was just the right size to make one movie out of.
It was.
But it seems to me like he was trying to make a franchise based on something people had a passing familiarity with.
Yep. And apparently he's screwing over the rights holders, because this is going to be the last one, last anything token-wise that Peter Jackson's going to be allowed to make. Because they originally signed on to let him make a Hobbit movie. And then they split it to three. And apparently something with the language in the agreement is they agreed to a movie. So they're only getting payment for a movie and not the other two.
So you're only getting payment for the first one.
Apparently, yeah.
And the second and third one.
There's some lawsuit in
or whichever one will gross the least amount of money. Then they'll get paid.
Yeah. Like yeah. this. Yeah, but yeah, it's.
I weep for the.
That's my big issue with the Hobbit was that you can tell they're stretching for content, and some of it's just the most ridiculous stuff ever. Like the laws of physics go away in that movie,
which is too bad because the Lord of the Rings movie, you know, they had their own set of laws of physics. It had certain rules of magic and stuff like that, but they adhered to them.
And it feels like the Lord of the Rings original trilogy felt epic. It felt big.
Yep.
It felt like. In depth, and this one feels like kind of comedy of that series. Mm-hmm. And it's like they make things more dangerous just for the sake of it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, oh, we're going to have them, I don't know, being swept down this torrential river and you know, have to survive. And that, and it's like, oh, that's not dangerous enough. Let's have them also be attacked by orcs.
Let's throw a Sharknado in
there. Let's make elves dance around on their heads like Christ.
Hey, you know, speaking of bad movies, or wonderfully bad movies...
There's a new one out, by the way, too.
There's a second Sharknado out?
Sort of.
Yes, wouldn't they name it?
It's like Avalanche Shark, or like Shark Avalanche, probably.
Shark Avalanche.
Not to be confused with Bruce Avalanche. That's a horrible joke, though.
Yeah.
But no, it's basically picture Avalanche, snow, with sharks in it. Because science.
Because some kind of science happened.
Yeah. Some movies, though, are bad, and they're intentionally bad. Like
they
snakes,
don't apologize
snakes on
for
a plane.
Being... Snakes was... Yeah, but the thing is, Snakes on a Plane was... At least it had a budget.
I suppose.
Sharknado doesn't. Although, you know,
that's not true.
So
I think they had about $25.50.
Dollars?
Yes.
They had a budget of some sort.
Yeah.
The thing is about Sharknado, the acting was pretty subpar, and which is strange, because there was some... Decent actors. I was surprised to see some decent actors.
It's not the thing about Sharknado. It's about the thing about the company that makes those movies,
yeah, what's it called?
Which is the Asylum.
The Asylum.
Okay. Yeah. Or not the Global Asylum or whatever it's called now. That's their point.
Yeah.
This is what they strive to make. And they used to get like old actors or old musicians. Like they made movies before that have, you know, the Tiffany in it, Cyndi Lauper. I've seen the Jalil White, also, you know, they're but better known as Steve Urkel.
Oh,
it's basically people like that have not done anything for a long time, and they throw them in this, and some of them are just so stupid that you have no choice but to be like, that was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah, and if you're intentionally making a bad movie, that's one thing. So, you know, if you're trying to make a bad movie and it comes out as a bad movie, then you succeeded.
Yes.
And that makes it, you know.
And the Asylum movies, you have an expectation when you watch an Asylum movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
If I watch an Asylum movie and I am, you know, challenged intellectually by the movie, that will be a day. That will be a day I'll just be like, whoa, what just happened?
It's like, that was life-changing.
I do not expect that to happen.
No. If so, watch The Almighty Thor, which is on Netflix as well, too.
Well, Netflix has all their freaking shows. I don't know why.
That's why, because they get views.
I don't know why, because everybody who watches them gives them horrible reviews.
Because they're cheap.
I think that's what it
is. Well, I'm sure rights to them are probably nothing, yeah.
Yeah, rights are probably pretty cheap.
As far as other bad movies, though, this is one that's going to be a little bit of, you know, controversy for actually anyone who's seen it. I was honestly not that impressed with Man of Steel.
I haven't seen it, so I can say...
Sure. Did you go into it with some expectations?
I tried not to, because I've heard so many different kinds of mixed things about it. I'm like, well, I'm going to go see it, and just whatever happens, happens.
Well, there's the big controversy what happens at the end.
Yes.
I'll plug my ears.
La, 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 la,
well, okay, we're going to try to do this spoiler-free, because Andy hasn't... You can put your headphones back on. We're going to do this spoiler-free. We're going to do this spoiler-free! Oh,
okay. Sorry.
All right.
That's sort of a... I would say next time send him a text.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah,
there's a thing that happens. Are you familiar with the big controversy at the end of the movie? It's been all over the news.
No,
and all
I haven't,
over the entertainment
I haven't
circuit.
Seen actually. I've not seen any news. Okay.
Well, it's...
All right. Something happens at the end of the movie that really is the thing that splits the audience down the middle.
Well, that's what... Well, yeah, I suppose.
It was all a dream.
Actually, no, that part I forgot about, actually.
That wouldn't split it down the middle. Everybody would hate that.
Yeah. But no, it's...
really, he's
one
buddy
of things
from Dallas.
One of the other big things about it, too, it was that people were talking, you know, they were kind of talking about the collateral damage.
Yes,
it's
okay.
Just... They don't go, like Andy said a while ago, you do something that makes sense and actually go someplace safe for like, you know, whatever else. But if you take your flight to the middle of the desert.
Yes.
Where there's no, or a forest or the Arctic, someplace where there's nobody.
Then there's no cool things to explode on camera.
That's a problem, right? But instead, here is downtown, a metropolis, and Smallville.
Adjust the plot so that the city is evacuated before you start fighting.
No!
You could do that. That could be done. Instead... They never show people die. Of course they don't.
There are sites online that actually did some rough calculations about the actual body counts.
Yeah. Well, there's entire buildings that collapse.
Yeah.
They're not empty, and they're not falling on nobody.
No evacuation time. There's no time to evacuate. Yeah.
So you have to assume there's an average amount of people in these places, and they're all dead now. So, okay.
Mind it, though. The fight scenes were awesome, though. They were.
They were awesome, but here's the thing.
And I didn't like Zod very much either.
It's hard to get Zod right. Well, I keep comparing him to the stupid movies of the 80s.
That's always awesome. You shut up.
He was somehow. And I don't know why he was. You know what? I don't know why he was awesome. Because you take that Zod from the 80s and you put him in a movie today and he wouldn't be awesome.
He'd be a horrible character.
He'd be terrible. He'd be the worst.
He is awesome because of nostalgia.
I think that he's...
You remember him cooler than he was.
That's true. I actually went back and watched...
Kind of like when you look at pictures of yourself when you were younger in high school, like, oh, I was so cool back then. You look back and it's like, holy crap, who's that nerd?
Well, you know what? I went back and watched one of the old Superman movies. They do not age well. They're terrible. They're terrible, terrible, terrible movies. Anyway, going back to my point. The thing is, okay, these movie production houses seem to think that, you know, big bangs, explosions, wah, keep it exciting, keep the audience entertained. You could have just as much kind of acrobatic fun in your movie saving people and getting them out of the way and doing cool things to avoid the collateral damage Spider-Man is an excellent example of that.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man's always, you know, flipping and thwipping around to stop things from falling on people all the time. Okay, Superman?
I got one, too.
Superman split down the middle. I kind of liked it. Now, there are some glaring problems with it. The way they handled the CGI version of... Jor-El? Superman's father?
Yeah, Jor-El.
When he's on the ship?
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And there's other things. The way they handled Clark Kent's adopted father dying was the dumbest thing I've ever seen put on a silver screen.
Yeah.
It was completely moronic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what happened.
More moronic than the Smallville one?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Way more. Way more.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that now.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
God. But
so good things, bad things.
It was Kevin Costner, too. Like, he
was he killed by a wolf? Because that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's because he tried dancing with it at first.
Somebody had mentioned that if you watch that entire movie, watch as every person dies in that movie. Everybody dies very, very calmly.
Yeah, it's like
nobody goes out kicking or screaming.
It's
in that
okay.
Movie.
This is
because they're finally like, all right, no more acting in this for me.
Yay, freedom. Anyways, there was one my wife and I were actually excited to see.
Yep.
Mostly because I think she has a little crush on Jeremy Renner. It was Hansel and Gretel.
Witch Hunters. Okay. Witch Hunters. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Well, it's Netflix now.
And, it's on Netflix. And it's getting bad reviews.
We were so excited to see it, and then we turned it on, and we saw MTV at Productions. And right away, Kim went, click.
Really?
I'm like, that's it? She's like, that's it. Like, I'm not watching it.
I watched it in its entirety. It's a lot of these movies, it's got to be the expectation you go into it.
Well, we were hoping for Brothers Grimm.
No.
Which I enjoyed absolutely not. Immensely.
There's no cerebral quality in this movie whatsoever. As a matter of fact,
about Hansel and Gretel being witch hunters.
Well, it's the fact that they grew up. That's what
they
it
grew
is.
Up and they started hunting witches because a witch tried to kill them when they were younger. But then they kind of throw in all these different little twists of it too. It turns out that they themselves are witches. She's a white witch, I guess. I don't know. I really wasn't clear on it.
I'm not gonna watch it. So
there's in the woods.
There's parts of the movie, like there's one part where they go out. They decide to split up in the middle of these woods
because that's always a good idea,
right? Well, they do it like 10 times.
But it was in the script.
But here's the thing: they split up in the middle of the woods. They're off across the country hunting down some witch, and they split up in the middle of the country, in the middle of the woods, and one of them, of course, comes across what else but their childhood home in the middle of some random woods in the middle of nowhere. Why? Because plot point. That's why.
Oh, MacGuffins.
Just things like that nature. Yeah. Like, you know, you really got to turn your brain completely off to watch it. But that being said, the action in it wasn't that bad. It was pretty good. What is that? Oh, The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Again, something I've not seen yet, reviews for it have been just horrendous. So, like, it's a great Tonto movie.
I would love to make a YouTube episode of us just watching one of these shows.
Well, we've been talking about trying to do a Riff Tracks version of something at some time as well too, but that's just never happened.
Speaking of movie reactions, when we went to see The Hobbit, the last incarnation of it, when the movie ended, everybody laughed.
Really?
Yeah, when the credits came up, there was a general laugh across the audience, which was funny.
Was the last scene supposed to be funny?
No. It was supposed to be like a cliffhanger moment.
Really?
Wow.
Uh-oh. Not good.
Yeah.
I heard visuals in it were good, though.
Mm. That leads on to actually some other ones. It seems that there are certain directors or movie makers out there that seem to think that just because your movie looks good...
Oh, Michael Bay.
...means it's going to be good. No, I said looks good.
Well, yeah.
Not explodes.
More like stuff on the screen
something
at
like
one time.
Oblivion. Oblivion visually... Fantastic movie. Had some decent actors in it.
I was kind of offended by the actors in it. It was Tom Cruise. It wasn't...
The actor in it, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah. He was in the movie arc.
He was underused.
The story arc, though, was just kind of terrible.
Well, the story arc was heavy-handed, and you could see coming a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
I called it like... The first or second scene, I called it. It was just like, oh, this is very clearly what's happening.
Well, I love how this is a spoiler. You guys seen it?
I don't care.
I've seen it. How there's like that the clone, and the lady's just willing to accept him now, even though it's not the clone that she fell in love with.
Right.
But if you think about it, the world's a big place. How many other
ones? A lot.
A whole lot. And why would they bring him up to the ship to be debriefed and redeployed when he gets up to the ship? There's like 3 million other copies of him in these little incubation tanks on that ship.
Yeah, I see where they're going.
It looked
with
cool.
The story, and it wasn't that bad. But the thing is, they kind of the trailers misled you to get you in the seat, and it was a different movie than you expected.
Yeah,
but that never happens.
Speaking of that, After Earth.
Okay, I haven't seen all of After Earth.
I've seen any of it.
But boy, howdy, have I heard about it. It's a terrible, terrible movie. It's got the typical...
Will Smith bought the movie for his son, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what he was thinking. It just is not a Will Smith role.
He gave his son a movie. That was the point, essentially.
I think that movie would have been better had it been Will Smith as the lead and they cut his son out completely.
Really? So it was bad acting that you think happened?
Terrible acting and poor story.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much the whole thing.
But the main acting is done, and most of the story is done by Jaden Smith.
Okay.
His father is essentially immobile throughout most of the movie, and it's just like a voice in his ear. And it cuts to him back and forth because essentially what happens is
Will Smith trying to do his impersonation of nation of Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but he does a really good he was convincing in that role. Like there's these aliens, they're genetically engineered or something like that, where they don't see, but they sense where you are based on your fear, pheromones you produce when you're afraid.
Right.
So the way to combat these is they've got these specialized warriors that aren't afraid of anything. And so they don't emit any fear pheromones, so these monsters can't see them, so they can just walk up and kill them.
Right.
And Will Smith is one of those guys, and he did that really well. I thought he played that type of character pretty well. His son is supposed to be in this cadet corps thing, trying to become one of those, and right. It's just he's like this whiny little
brat.
And yeah, like it's terrible. Like it's a horrible movie, and essentially he takes them on patrol somewhere, and then the ship crashes and they've got one of those things on it.
This was an M. Night Shyamalan
happened
movie,
to crash
it?
On Earth, and yes, it was a Shyamalan movie.
Does anybody have any faith in this guy anymore?
No. Sixth Sense.
What have you done for me lately?
He used to be a good one.
It's strange because he used to be
and
really
actually
good.
There was a preview I saw where it was like this elevator movie or Elevator to Hell or something like that, and it looked really good. And then it was going on, and then
Devil, by the way.
And then in the theater, the preview played, and it looked pretty intenseful. And then the M. Night Shyamalan thing popped up, and everyone was like, "Oh!" in the audience.
I seen a review of that Devil.
Yes,
I think it was Nostalgia Critic that did it. And
love
essentially,
stuff.
You watch the entire movie with Nostalgia Critic, and he's talking about it. And that was not a good movie.
No.
That was a bad, terrible, terrible movie. And not only that, the whole reveal, the whole twist of the movie was that it was the Devil that was doing it all along. But you knew that because the movie's called Devil. So, and it has like a upside down cross on fire, which is kind of like the cover art was actually kind of neat because it had like the elevator doors opening with fire coming out, but between the fire coming out of the doors and down along the sides,
it was
upside
down
on the floor,
down,
it looked like an upside down cross, which is kind of cool and neat
imagery.
But symbolism, if you will.
So it kind of reminded me of an Asylum movie where the cover art was really cool, but the movie sucked. All right, how are we at for time?
Over
32 minutes.
We're done. Okay. So,
well, that was also bad.
So you guys,
that was bad. That's it.
Would you two like to come back next week and talk about our favorite awesome
I'm
movies.
Tired of talking about bad stuff. Now good stuff.
Let's go talk about good stuff. And we'll leave you with these epically bad words.
You better hold on tight, spider monkey.
Want more Epic? You can find extended episodes, show notes, Facebook, Twitter, and contact links online at geekglue.com, where you can subscribe via RSS, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and more. Epic is produced in partnership with CHSR 97.9 FM Radio in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. Listen live online at chsrfm.ca. This episode of Epic is licensed under Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported Creative Commons.
Tonight's forecast, a freeze is coming. Ice to see you.
chill out, bird boy.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
Simon Says Die.
Loud Mark is loud.
Loud Mark, because you can just fix it.
Loud Mark is in your ear.